Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
By all, you just mean you. are. We all have.
Now, let me give you a little background on how I started my morning off. Rather, my afternoon. Yeah, just a little bit. Me and my lady went to go get our feet done. A nice little pedicure.
Y'all had ling ling.
Yeah, we did. You know. And the first time ever in my history of going to the salon, hair salon, I ain't been that often, but I've been a couple times. Today was the first time I ever seen a Spanish nail person in there.
Really?
Yeah, I was confused. Because when I didn't see this bitch sweeping up and shit, I was like, oh, she is working.
She working.
And she was speaking a little Chinese. They was talking to her in motherfucking bong yong. They was saying all.
Hold on, wait. So you saw a Spanish lady in there, but the Spanish lady, she talk their language too? Because most of them speak Vietnamese. I asked the other day, you know, my daughter takes Chinese in school, right? And I'm just trying to, she wants to take a different language. But I want her to take a language for the motherfuckers who think we don't know their language. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to take Spanish. That's like, it don't even matter. I want you to take something that you can come sit in this nail salon, and I want to hear the shit they talk. I want you to tell me what they're saying. So, she takes Chinese right now. Or whatever and whatnot. So I'm a rat. She wants to take another language. So I think she's going to take Vietnamese next.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
So the Spanish lady was in there. Was she doing nails, toes, eyebrows? What was she doing?
She was doing everything under the sun.
Oh, I like that. Oh, you went to my spot.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you had to.
I did. See, I got Ella Ray.
Yeah. Ella Ray. Look, shout out to Ella Ray. If y'all don't know what Ella Ray is, it is a soul food spot in Forestville. They did not ask me to say this. They probably won't even know I said this unless y'all tell them I said it. But when I tell you, their food bomb is hell. Let me tell you how bomb this shit is. They went on vacation for a little personal prom. And their regular people couldn't handle doing the side orders without them because their side orders is awesome as fuck.
Yeah.
They was only serving up meat. Like, if you wanted side orders, you had to wait till the owners came back.
Yeah, you had to go to a whole different restaurant.
Yeah, I couldn't even get their food without them. Valerie's bombing shit. They in Forestville Mall. Get with them. They black owned. And when I tell you, it make you want to slap your mama and your father.
If you can find that nigga.
Yeah.
Find that nigga, slap the shit out of him, you know.
I know where my daddy is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I slap him for Ella Ray's cabbage or macaroni and cheese.
Oh my God, the macaroni and cheese, good as shit.
Yes.
My God. Yes. I really enjoyed it. And I ain't had it in a while, so it was only fitting that I got it today.
Hello. Guess what, partner?
What's that?
So you went in, you see my Spanish lady. She did some shit or whatever. And then what you get done?
I got the milk and honey treatment.
Ooh, on the toes.
Yeah. Oh boy, that shit was motherfucking lovely. And they had the chairs massaging my back and shit.
That's like not too hard for you.
Mm-mm.
It's just perfect.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, okay. I went and got my nails done the other night.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to my spot. And the spot I told you to, that's the spot I normally go to. I didn't end up going to my spot. But I ended up going to the spot that's closer to the job or whatever and whatnot. But it's a business named Lily. Shout out to Lily. I told her, do whatever you want on my nails. Just cut them down some because my nails kind of got a little too long. And I just always think in my mind, maybe it's the young in me that's trying to come out, that I need to be able to ball up my fist at any means necessary. So I made her cut my nails down. But she did a pretty fucking awesome job.
See? That's what you want. That's what you want on Ling Ling and Lily and Lily.
Yeah, that was Lily. Her name is Lily. Lily Pop.
Man, you want them motherfuckers to do a good job, man. Talk all the shit you want to, but I better be sparkling when I leave this motherfucker.
Hello, I want my shit to shine when the fuck I be here.
So this
is what we're gonna do today, partner. Since the show is all different today, it's all different. You gonna still get your giggles, your laugh, your shit, but since it's different today, we all gonna have a guest today, partner. We gonna have a guest.
Oh, okay.
And our guest gonna be with us for whatever, for practically the whole show. We gonna let them come in and shine with us because you know how we love other comedians, we love other artists, we love everybody that do what we do. We love that shit that brings joy to us and it gives us the opportunity to know each other outside of the stage.
Yeah, definitely.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in our guest or whatever. All right? And our guest is going to talk our subject with us because then people get an opportunity to hear that we ain't the only assholes in the world.
Yeah.
We are in here.
Yeah, bring that ass in here.
So we're going to bring our guest so everybody knows that our guest, 9 out of 10 will be rocking with us, but this particular guest will be on the stage March 7th. His name is Malik on Instagram, but his stage name is Colleen. Colleen, yeah. Are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Oh, okay, y'all. Can we hear you? It's Colleen.
It's Kalam.
Good. It's Kalam, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
I
couldn't send you the dictionary pronunciation in the text, you know what I'm saying, with the little hyphens and all that shit on top of letters.
That is. Yeah,
baby,
you corrected
this
live. That's what
it's
about.
Let me pop myself into my mouth. And I kept saying it's Malik, because it's Malik. Okay, so Kalam is his name. Don't call him. Oh, yeah, I can. And he threatened to roofie me, so I can say that.
No, I just threatened to roofie you to put you to sleep so we can surprise you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the motherfucker anesthesia king is his.
Welcome,
hide your don't put your napkins on your face. You might pass out.
Not only is it our show, but we love to to share the stage with some dope comedians and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And it ain't even all about us and shit, man. We wanna see y'all. You know, it's more for y'all than anything, shit. You know what I'm saying? We really enjoy this shit. Enjoy the sharing the stage and, you know, getting to know one another, networking, and explaining these jokes.
And building a team. Like, I feel like we a team that need to stick together because other comedians didn't do that. And if we can show, you know, Adam Sandler did, but, you know. I like my white people.
Yeah, it's a few.
I want to do what Adam Sandler did for us.
Hell yeah. You know?
Yeah, he put on a lot of people.
He had his set amount of people that he took with him, and they all kept going together. I want to do that.
You said you want to be like Adam Sandler, right? Or, you know, just be like model yourself.
I just want to do that action in which he did, yes.
Right. We're going to need some Jews, too. We need some Jews and a couple Jews and shit.
Yes,
ma'am.
Is there anything
in comedy you won't do?
Is
it anything in comedy you won't do?
Yeah, like,
is that the question? Nah, my problem is, shit, I might say, I'm too unfiltered sometimes. Sometimes I gotta rein myself in.
Oh, no, the fuck you
don't. Don't do it.
Don't do that shit. Well,
so no, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could never do a show where I can't curse. That would be impossible for me.
You know what? It's so funny because I say the same thing, and I didn't realize how much I curse. Until I realized I had to censor myself, and I was like, ugh. I ain't gonna be able to do that.
No.
I say shit real quick.
Real fast. Just slip right on out.
And ask. Right.
Yeah.
Don't even notice the shit.
I realized I cursed a lot when I heard my daughter cursing. I was like, yo, why you curse so much? She said, nigga, because you curse so much. I was like, yeah, touche, nigga, touche.
I thought this wasn't even a cuss word the way you said.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get mad at that
shit.
Do you joke about your daughter? Do you have jokes about your daughter?
Nah, my comedy, I guess the best way to describe it is, I tell awkward stories. That's the best way for me to describe it.
Okay.
Kind of a story that starts one way, it starts one way and it ends another. Something like that.
Right.
That's the best way for me to describe it.
Okay. I love me a good story personally. He's a storyteller.
Okay. The storytellers are real. They're 100. They speak from the heart. And at the end of the day, if you laugh, you laugh. If you don't, you dumb.
Yeah, you know.
My stories.
If you don't, you dumb.
You're right. Stupid motherfucker.
I like that. I don't even know what I'm wearing next week. I gotta do my little whole girly thing.
Oh man. Yeah.
It's gonna be cold.
Gotta do this shit. Go to this shit every Sunday. I mean every month.
So we were supposed to have a subject this week and my partner had already, I told him, you know what, this week I don't even want you to cheat. You win this week. I surrender.
Yeah. Even though I win every week, though.
All right. You lost 1 week. You lost. But this week I said, you know what? we're going to bring our guests on, because we don't want to be the only assholes in the world. We're going to bring our guests on. Whatever subject he got, we all going to talk about it. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Hey.
All right, bet. Here we go. Go ahead, partner. It's your subject. You won. We ain't got a rock, paper, shit for you to cheat anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get right to it, man. I was watching, I was on WorldStar, man, and I was watching this video of this girl, and she was talking, first of all, she was talking crazy. You know, she said that she's an advocate of selling pussy because men ain't shit and they can't provide for a good woman. And I laughed at that shit because I said, bitch, you sell pussy because you want money. Oh, this ain't got shit to do with a good man or a good lifestyle or a good anything. You sell pussy because that's what you want to do.
Hold on. You said she sell pussy because it ain't no good men out there? That's what she
said. Yeah, she said it's not good. Because she said men ain't shit. And men are no longer genuine and can't provide for a good woman. That's what she was.
Oh,
all
right. I mean, she knows she got options, right?
See, this is my whole point, you know, bringing this shit up. Like, you are talking to a specific group of people that you know that ain't shit and can't provide. And ain't genuine shit. You cannot just put that broad spectrum that niggas ain't shit.
I just feel like if you already selling pussy, right? You selling pussy. You out there, you selling pussy, right? How can you tell your nigga you selling pussy? Like, I mean, if she falling in love with class, so, like, if you say, I don't know, I'm not a nigga. But if I'm going to pretend like I'm a nigga for 2 seconds. If a bitch come home and be like, yeah, you know I sell pussy for a living. You right. Ain't no nigga shit. Because, bitch, I ain't staying with no bitch. I ain't staying no bulls.
No.
This is like it's everybody.
Listen. If she obviously, if she values herself as the lowest common denominator, so that's who she's going to meet. So if she's selling pussy, then, you know, she's going to meet dudes on that level. And, you know. If that's where you at with it, then you know you meet who you are.
You know what? Somebody need to tell her that it's another lane for her. She could be a CEO if she meet the right requirements. I mean, they buy pussy too, but at least they keep you right. I mean, what is it that she looking for? I don't think she knows. Yeah. I think she just wants the money.
She's selling pussy because she knows she don't meet any requirements. She knows she don't meet wifey requirements.
Yeah.
That's why she's selling pussy.
Yeah.
It's they gave us everything on Google. If you don't know how to cook, bitch, you don't watch it. I mean, YouTube show you how to do it. Google gives you how to do it. Like, all
YouTube.
It's a trick now. You can trick a nigga. Catfish.
YouTube will show you everything but the sales of pussy.
Yeah, it show you everything but the sales of pussy.
I mean, goddamn. Like, I'm just saying, just be honest. You may have been honest with yourself.
But then she
making excuses for her lifestyle.
Yeah.
She's making excuses for her lifestyle.
I mean, you know what? You know what? In her shingding, I feel like she feel like. She done had a lot of ding dongs in her life, right? And it's a nigga that's gonna answer for her number. She might have had a few. She might ain't even had that many ping pings. She probably just had a few. Two handfuls. But my only thing is, when you come to somebody and be like, look, all right, I done had 10 dicks in my life, he gonna automatically trigger it. Oh, this whole ass dick. How old was she, partner? How old was she?
That bitch did not give her age. She just said...
She should have gave her age.
I mean, she said 2021, and ain't no good niggas out here, and good niggas ain't, you know...
That's because the good niggas in the house, bitch. Corona's out.
For real.
They know better.
The good niggas ain't paying. They not paying for pussy, man. These niggas ain't paying for pussy.
It's too much pussy in the way to pay for.
It's them niggas that's paying for pussy.
Do you want to throw the pussy or you want that joint on for sale? Like, if you got a for rent sign out and a for sale sign, that's two different things.
Yeah, if you got a tag hanging outside of your fucking boy shorts like a fucking loose pants on shit, man, what the fuck do you want?
Hey, I just seen a visual of that walking around with a motherfucking price tag hanging out your dress.
Yeah, like a fucking tampon.
Like, come on, man. Damn the fuck on.
I don't want that shit.
Shit, ain't
man.
No nigga out here that can pay for her.
That fuck
her.
Fuck her
and
that fucking pussy.
Hold on, did the article come with a picture?
Yeah, it's a video.
Did she look like she should be selling her pussy?
$40.
$40. That's the pandemic rate anyway. $40 is the pandemic rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you come with about 35, about four Lucy's, a train pass.
Yeah.
She lowballing her boots. Her pussy
high mileage, you know what I'm saying? High mileage. it's a risk. She got risky pussy for sale. It's high risk, high mileage. You know what I'm saying? No reward. You gotta focus on that. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be the worst.
Yeah, bitch,
you gotta think of your favorite porn in order to nut. You gotta think of your favorite porn.
Yeah, I don't even see you no more, bitch. Like, you name ain't right here. The friction is not
anyway.
Enough.
You don't see shit anyway.
But what about the friction? The friction should be enough. Cause me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she's got a pussy for a long time, she should know how to giggle.
Man, I just need the motherfucker.
She ain't got walls for sale.
No. her walls under construction.
Under new management.
We need a new blueprint. We need a new architect. You know what I'm saying?
She needs some new siding. That's what she needs. New siding.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Get her ass together. Stop playing out here, man. If you want to sell it, please sell it. Don't even give a reason why you're doing it.
When you come up with excuses of why you selling the pussy, then you ain't really selling the pussy.
Yeah, you make excuses and you just justifying what you're doing.
Pretty much. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, nigga ain't never got no pussy. Like, yo, why you give me some pussy?
Why you give it to me?
Why you give it to me?
What made me the pussy?
Yeah, like, nobody ever said that shit. Niggas just said whatever it took to get some pussy and got it.
I mean, what happened to the old line anyway? I'm paying for college. I mean, are you there?
The bitches ain't going to school. It's a fucking pandemic. Bitches ain't going to school. The kids ain't online zooming with the teachers and shit. They not zooming with the teachers or professors. The professors getting fucking high. It's school is over. School is fucking over.
you can leave out of there with good grades. I'm just saying, like, it's levels to this shit.
The pussy ain't good enough for that. Ain't good enough for an A+. Ain't good enough. Ain't good enough for a G. Not even good enough for a B.
So basically, so she's found the pussy because it ain't no good name. All right, did anybody counteract that bitch and be like, I mean, well, damn, bitch, you know, being gay is, like, accepted now. She don't want no bitch either.
Man, I don't know what this bitch wants.
I don't think she
know
either.
I doubt, you know what.
She know exactly what she wants. She want to keep selling pussy. She just want to blame us for it.
Yeah. Bitch, sell the pussy.
Until y'all niggas get y'all shit together, I'm going to keep selling pussy.
Yes.
Fuck niggas. I'm selling pussy.
Hell yeah.
Y'all niggas ain't going to take me out no date. I'm going to sell this pussy. All
right. Well,
can't nobody take you out. It's coronavirus. Can't nobody take you nowhere. The only thing they can take you is to the hotel.
And you think I keep? You think I'm going to take you out and keep running?
Even the hotel is suspect.
Yeah. Imagine you take this bitch out.
Uh-huh.
And then you got 40 niggas motherfucking laughing at you everywhere you go. They send the pictures to the waiter and shit, man. You know, like, hey, this is what I did to this bitch. Man. Look what I did to this bitch. I got her book as soon as she gets out though. She coming to me.
Yep, I got her book. 10 minutes.
Fuck her.
Hurry the fuck up,
cause
she got me in 10 minutes.
The
bitch.
Fuck.
Better
hurry. Fuck her. Fuck her and that tribalogy pussy. Fuck her. I don't like. Sell the fucking pussy. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Sell the fucking pussy, bitch. I don't
so
need
she
that.
She went in for the money and now she crying cause she need love.
Yeah, man. Where the fuck is the pimps at?
Hey, pimps is locked up.
All the Simpsons, my bad.
All the niggas out of town right now.
Man,
where the pimps
at? She need a
pimp. Ain't that what you say? When motherfuckers get locked up? Oh,
they
out of town. All the pimps is out of town right now.
Hey, man, we need some in-town pimps, man. Hit the fucking phone line. Hit one.
I don't want to sell pussy. I want to sell the imagination of pussy. It's a difference.
Well, escort is Something like the imagination.
No, nigga. Escort is a motherfucking trick your ass into believing that a bitch is just going out to eat with you. No, an escort business is a bitch that sell pussy. They just high end.
Well, you just sound so high end.
Yeah, they bitch who sell pussy. It's a bitch who sell pussy but require a meal first. That's pretty much the difference.
Yeah.
You can't take it.
Yeah.
Bitch, you gotta feed this bitch before.
Yeah, bitch, you money hungry and food hungry.
The bitch says she hungry. Hungry.
Nah.
Hungry.
Take this $40 and get.
No. She said food on you too, nigga.
Nah. Nah. I can't go for that. There's no way in here. I got to feed.
You know what?
I
can't even say nothing because remember, didn't which one of them babies? Was it a little baby or the baby? Either way, it's a baby. One of them little babies got caught up with some high end shit.
That was a little baby.
Mm-hmm. Some pussy came out the woodwork like, yeah, he paid blah, dee, blah, dee, blah. And I'm just like, damn, bitch, you are really high price.
Yeah. That bitch look good, though.
I mean, she did look good. But I'm just saying, I'm stealing with Juicy J on this one. Y'all say no to ratchet pussy Juicy J. Can't you want to why? Because he's smart. He going to go for the low dollar bitch that's going to do a lot.
Yeah.
And she ain't gonna say nothing later.
And he, you know that type of money that this nigga got, man. He get bigger $100. He might be yours. In certain states, $100, that bitch might be yours.
Bragging right.
Yeah, that bitch is yours. Not even for the night. Every time you come back, that bitch start checking on you and shit.
She's like, Juicy J in town. You know he's picking me.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for what you did. Thank you.
He give her another tip, a $50 tip. Now she $150.
Yeah, 150 and shit, you know what I'm saying? He ain't never seen that at one time.
Like, damn.
He made that bitch
and
a Walmart.
And he gonna give her something to smoke and drink on.
Oh, for sure. He'll give her more weed and liquor and shit than actual cash.
Exactly. You want to know why? He was in that temper.
Yeah.
He was raised right.
Yeah, oh, bullshit, man. We gotta stop raising the awareness that pimps went missing. Bullshit, we need motherfucker to put some flies out and call some people, man. We call some people about this shit, man. Who the fuck you call about the pimps? Where the fuck
about
the
pimps?
Yeah,
we gonna,
man.
We gonna put a flyer out.
Yeah, get back to
looking
pimps.
Looking for pimps in all the wrong places.
Yeah. We fucked.
Shit.
They fucked around.
Pimps is broke nowadays. Shit. The women got more money than the pimps nowadays. Pimps is broke.
Yeah.
Pimps is out there with crackheads and shit now.
You know why? Because they don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They're not saying it right. Because females is all about verbiage. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit about action, but it's more about verbiage. And I swear to God, I hate to say this because I'm a female, but it is all about verbiage. You can string along a motherfucker who's going to be strung for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you said what you just said, Posse, because a woman definitely, you can give her all the action in the world, in the fucking world, but if you say some wrong shit, all that shit don't mean nothing.
It's about what you
like,
did.
I'm like, I ain't even mean it like that, though. I was saying this.
And it ain't never, it don't matter about how you meant it. It's how I accepted it, how I interpreted it, how I received it. If I received it on some dumb shit, it's dumb shit. You can fucking put that bitch a bow on that motherfucker and it ain't gonna make it no never mind.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But that's how pimps was getting along for all these years.
It's a long
time. When is Snoop Dogg coming back out? That nigga had hoes. He was a pimp of all nations because he knew how to say that shit.
Oh, I don't know. I think he just started coaching and shit.
Oh, he coaching now?
He ain't coaching the pimps. He just coaching
motherfuckers.
He coaching the fucking football team and shit.
He said, I'm out the game.
Hey, what's that?
That's
because
he don't
want to
go out of town no more.
That nigga live out of town, man. When you that big, you fucking live everywhere.
I be trying to sell niggas to other niggas, so no. You can sell me.
No. I'm not trying to sell.
Now, if you want to sell me to a grandma, I'm down. Sell me to some grandma. Yeah. Shit, is she paying? She paying your own? I'll buy you some wrinkly ass pussy.
That's exactly why I said her vision ain't right. Because she's talking about, ain't no good nigga out here. Bitch, you are tripping. You don't want to get no will. Your end game goal ain't right. Fuck out of here. You need to be trying to get in somebody's will.
Yeah, she ain't got, you can say she ain't got no retirement plan.
She ain't got no plan at all.
Nah, man.
Shit. Her retirement plan is when that bottom fall out that uterus. That's a retirement plan.
When did they stop making rappers? When did they stop motherfucking support? When if the Plan B factory blows the fuck up?
No more Plan B's,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that to Plan B.
When if they go out of business?
More niggas need to start pulling out.
Get their money up. Because it's Plan C time. I can tell you what Plan A should have been. Plan A should have been throw that bitch down some
studs. That was my point. The domestic violence will go up 20%. Probably even 30%.
Domestic violence will go the fuck up if Plan B come off the shelf.
Not only domestic, just straight abuse, period.
Abuse is
gonna go up.
The
stock will fucking rise
through
the fucking roof. Yeah.
Nobody gonna hear that shit in there. If you in a townhouse, this is all you hear in the wall.
Yep. They're gonna start making the law. They're gonna start making the law. Not only do you gotta wear your seatbelt, you gotta wear your helmet too.
You gotta wear your helmet.
That stomach going down. You know what I'm saying? Niggas and bitches gonna have fist of theories out here. You know what I'm saying?
The funny thing is, Plan B done took over condoms like shit. Motherfuckers don't. Oh, I ain't gotta wear a condom because I got a Plan B.
Plan C is the plan A you just talked about.
Yep. After she swallowed Plan B, 2 days later, tossed the bigger down the step.
Yeah, and make sure it's 13 or more steps.
13 or more.
Plan A should be pulled out and skeet in her stomach. That's supposed to be Plan A.
that should have been pre-A.
Plan A is condom. Plan AA is pull out. And then Plan B is the pill.
Plan B. Okay.
Yeah, plan B is plan B.
December.
Yeah, some niggas.
Plan C is your. If you got to go to plan C, you're fucked. Plan C is buying baby formula and diapers. That's plan C.
Yeah.
You're pretty much fucked at plan C.
Okay, so, no. So, we're going to talk about a subject that everybody hates to talk about.
What is it? It's still
some doctors out there that don't mind us, Miss Morton.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said get the vacuum out. You talking about the vacuum?
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
there's some doctors that believe in that shit. I don't know. Everybody believe in what they believe in. I just feel like, God,
I can't fault a nigga for who believe or don't believe.
I don't fault nobody what they believe in. What they do, I don't fault you what you believe in, what drug choice you do, what drink choice you do. I don't fault anybody's belief. Everybody got their own beliefs for their own reason. I love people as a whole, and we're not always going to agree on everything. You got your beliefs, I got mine. But all I'm saying, when it comes to that, drink responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. You guys drink responsibly out here. Now, honestly, if niggas was.
Go ahead.
You know what? Honestly, if niggas was actually drinking responsibly, a lot of this shit wouldn't even happen.
Yeah. I feel like, the golden days need to come back. And when I say golden days, I don't mean the days where, people fell in love and like, I know what you're talking about.
You're talking about the golden ages, you're talking about like the 50s and 60s.
What happened in those times?
Well, niggas used to could take his day out on you. He could take his day out on you. He could take his day out on you. If you didn't season the chicken right, you can get a left-right combination.
That's not
quick.
What
and
the fuck.
With nobody bad eyes.
That is
with nobody
not what the fuck
eye.
I'm talking about.
You
could
black
an
eye.
I'm about to put a purple heart on your motherfucking head. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's not what you... Oh, shit. I'm
that's
bad.
When women had names like Gertrude and Pauletta.
Yeah.
You don't beat Gertrude ass. You don't whoop the shit out of Gertrude.
Yeah. I didn't want no spaghetti tonight.
You talking about Eleanora. Eleanora.
Yeah, Eleanora. Eleanora used to get pieced up back in the day. You know what I'm saying? She used to get pieced up back in the day. Shit.
And put on her Mary J. Blige. I hit the doorknob.
Did she?
No.
Did she?
We talk about way back in the day. She putting on her Billie Holiday. That's what she putting on. She putting on Billie Holiday. We talk about way back in the day.
And then she's gonna cook the most fiery meal you ever ate after that.
She's gonna get that shit together. That ain't what I'm talking. I'm going further than that. Before a nigga get the shit out of her.
Okay.
I'm talking about. I got three kids, and I'm going to arrange all their marriages. Fuck that. I'm doing
it. Oh. Hey, you went back in the fucking day.
Back. Yeah. I mean, they still going to get their ass looked because that's what arranged marriages brought on. But they going to get arranged. You can't get in this family unless.
I'm all for it because nobody can pick nobody nowadays. I'm all for it.
A lot of the problem with day six is everybody be fucking lying. Yeah, it's a whole lot of lying, and not only lying to each other, y'all be lying to yourselves though. That's more of a problem. It's like the bitch lies to herself about not a good man out there. Yeah, motherfuckers just lying to themselves. Like,
yeah, if you lie to yourself, then you shouldn't expect truth from that type of person.
But they don't know. You know what? You know when you lie so good to yourself, you be thinking you be telling the truth. Them bitches really be thinking they telling the truth. Because they lie so good to themselves.
You shouldn't get used to that. Now, lying to another motherfucker is one thing. When you lie to yourself, nigga. You live it backwards.
Oh, my God. So, basically, I know from today's show is that y'all niggas is going to be dark as fuck on Sunday. Y'all going to be dark as fuck on Sunday, and I can't wait.
Hey, let me tell you this, though. Won't nobody eyes be dark, though?
Nah. All eyes are free. All eyes are free.
That shit is wild.
So look. I always got to do this, even though we got a little time. I always got to do this. Here we go with the social media following, because everybody got to come through on the social media. Let me know your social media following, because see, they ain't ready for it. They ain't hear what you about to bring to the table, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about me?
How did they? Yeah.
You wasn't even ready for you.
I'm a social media ghost. They ain't even seen me on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, we the Ghostbusters.
But that's
because
I'm...
Like, shit. Where they follow you at?
They can find me on Facebook at Malik McKinnon. That's where I mainly be at, to be honest with you.
On Facebook?
They can find me on... Yeah. I'm more of a booker. On Instagram, I'm more of a lurker. You know, I'll be watching all my Instagram models and fantasizing me walking the beach with them. That's what I do on Instagram.
That's all good.
You know what I mean?
That's all good.
Because even during the pandemic, they was having a good time. I was like, damn, these bitches have no stress in their life.
Not none. They don't give a fuck if they catch anything.
They don't got no stress that they show on Instagram. They got stress, though.
Right. And my Instagram handle is at Kalam Malik, KILAMALIK. It's just Malik spelled backwards and forwards using the same M. Don't be like the white people who be like, your name Killer Malik? You Killer Malik? I'm like, yo, no. That's what white people say when they say that.
Kalam, I meant to ask you this earlier. Once you corrected our pronunciation. Is Kalam short for kilometers?
Nah, it's just Malik spelled backwards.
Okay, got you. Well, that's
ain't nothing deep to it. No deep meaning. No, none of that shit. It's just Malik spelled backwards. Simple. Ain't nothing deep to it and shit. You know what I mean? I just smoked the blunt, saw my name backwards, and I was like, that's dope.
Because
You know, I used to rap, so that was actually my rap name.
Oh, shit, okay.
Don't ask me to spit Hold on, don't ask me to spit no bars. I am retired. Don't ask me to spit no bars. I am garbage right now.
No. Come on, if you used to rap, that means you can help. Somebody is training me. Rapping. I don't know why this is their goal.
I could teach a motherfucker how to rap all day. I could teach you all day.
Y'all can work together on teaching me how to get on people's nerves musically. If I don't get on their nerves on the stage, now I got to get on their nerves musically.
Hey, if I could get you to rap on bar, I got you. As long as you can rap on bar, I got you. But if you go in there and start rapping like you death, like you know, like the RZA, and like a run-on sentence through the whole beat, nah. I don't know what I could do with you with that.
Hey,
or some of these new niggas. These new niggas rap the same on every beat.
Damn, y'all gonna charge $240. Y'all gonna charge $240 for it. I heard that bullshit.
My bad. Yeah, but these new rappers do rap. Everybody rap the same. Different beat.
Just give me look. These new rappers, I'm just listening to the good beats at this point. It ain't nothing they really saying that interests me.
These new niggas, man, they rap like they gargling cinnamon. I don't know what the fuck these niggas be doing.
These niggas don't even
all sound like Silk the Shocker on auto-tune. That's the best way to describe it. Cause Silk the Shocker, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Oh shit.
Hey, y'all heard the new song? I forgot who it was by, but I can remember the name. Name of the song, type this in Apple Music or any way you search music that. It's called Ain't Worth 40.
Ain't Worth 40.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't Worth 40.
So, y'all go check that shit off. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
For y'all.
That'll be fun. Okay. Oh, God. Ain't worth 40. All right.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to whoever made that shit.
Oh, shit.
So, for all y'all who don't know, on motherfucking Saturday, Miss Anonymous will be in D.C. at the Ugly Mug at 7 o'clock.
Oh, we will be there.
We will. Alex Star or Star Production. They got an Eventbrite. Get your tickets. It's only $15. We will be there acting a fool before, during, and after the show. Because before, I'll be pre-gaming. During, I'll be buzzed. And after, I'll be drunk. So we will be doing all of that. And then, of course, that's Saturday, and on Sunday, the Shits and Giggles takeover, where we got one of our comedians right here letting y'all know he about to be hella down funny. We also got Money Motherfucking Mitch from B-More come through. And Mr. B is an old-timer, so his jokes is going to kill y'all because he's funny down. He's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
So we're going to get there. Of course, follow everybody on Instagram, every comedian that ever blesses our stage that we love to death. Thank God for them. We'll be in our friend list. We have tagged them all throughout. Follow us on the Shits and Giggles show on Instagram. Y'all need to reach us. That's the best way. For all those who have DM'd us about ideas, thank you. We love y'all. Keep it real. Next Sunday.
Yep.
At 4 o'clock.
Speaking of Shits and Giggles.
At 4:30. Come through. Mm-hmm. Shits and Giggles.
Yeah.
Shits and Giggles.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Now
that we got our giggles out.
No problem, man.
Now that we got these giggles out, let me get off this phone and take a shit.
Oh, Lord. I ain't mad at you because after one more cigarette, I'm gonna do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. For real. I gotta get this morning coffee out. That's what I gotta get out. You're welcome.
Yeah, I know that part. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all know where to reach us. All of us on Sunday.
Yeah. I'll see y'all on Sunday.
All right, see you, man.
All right, man. Peace. I appreciate this. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate you, my nigga. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Thank you. All right. See y'all.
See y'all next Sunday. Get your motherfucking